This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 51, Teaching Tuesday, English food vocabulary that you don't know.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel. Coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In this episode, you'll learn about four food terms that we use a lot in American English conversation, but you won't learn these terms in a classroom, so listen up.
Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Hey, Gabby.
So in today's episode, we're going to talk about four food vocabulary terms that came up in our Meeting Monday episode. So do you want to start off? Tell us the first one that we should explain.
Yeah, so the first term is heavy food. So heavy means it has a lot of weight to it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it probably really does, but it's also like the calories that it has in it. So what's an example of a heavy food?
Well, I think pancakes are really heavy.
Yeah.
You know, like, because normally when you have pancakes in the U.S., they serve you like three or four stack of pancakes.
With butter and maple syrup.
It tastes good, but it's heavy. Like, you're going to leave feeling like you have a brick in your stomach.
Yes, and you will be full. You can't eat a lot of pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, contrast that with light food, like a salad or a piece of fruit.
Or fruit. Yeah, yogurt maybe could be sort of light-ish.
Yeah. Very cool. What's another food term that we used?
So we use the term staple.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that oatmeal is a staple. I'm not sure if oatmeal is really a staple.
No, I think it is. A staple is something that's traditional, typical. I think traditionally, oatmeal is a staple breakfast food. Maybe not so much anymore, but I mean, I think, traditionally it is a staple. So I'd say,
A staple is something that's really fundamental to a meal, right?
Yeah.
So in certain parts of Asia, the staple would be rice, right?
Yeah.
Or beans.
Corn.
Right.
Cool. Good. Another term we used is black coffee. So I like my coffee black. That means that it has nothing added to it, no sugar, no cream. So black is the color of the coffee when it doesn't have anything in it. So
So we might ask someone how, for example, Gabby, how do you take your coffee?
I take it black.
Or how do you like your coffee?
Yeah, just black, please.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Great. And our last term is carbs, which is short for carbohydrates. What's an example of a carb?
Yeah, so bread,
flour.
Flour.
Even like potatoes are carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, even like fruit has carbs, but has less carbs than bread or potatoes.
Yeah. And you have all the diets that try to cut out carbs,
all sorts of
controversy.
Right. Some diets saying carbs are evil. Well,
who knows?
We all need carbs, but
absolutely.
We all have different opinions about diets. So cool. So we have four food-related vocabulary here and vocabulary words, and we want to have you have a chance to repeat them after us. So I'll say the first two, and then Lindsay will say the last two. The first one, heavy food. A staple.
Black coffee. Carbs.
All right, very cool.
Gabby, what was that sound on your computer?
I just got an email from All Ears English.
Really? Oh my god, that sounds awesome.
Oh, it's so awesome. I can't believe they wrote to me.
Oh my god. And so, what did they say?
They said, like, they have, like, tips, and they have a free ebook for me.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
And they have a question for me, too. They want to know what I think.
Oh my god, that sounds awesome. How can I get that?
You can get on the All Ears English email list at allearsenglish.com.
Yeah. So, guys, we're joking around here, but we just want to let you know.
Joking.
Oh, you weren't joking? I was joking. So we just want to let you know that you should go ahead and get on our email list, because we're going to be having some great conversations with people on the list over the next few weeks. We've got something exciting coming out.
Yeah. And we've already been having great conversations. I want to thank you guys if you already are on the email list. And thank you especially if you've been responding to our questions, because we love having that conversation with you. So if you're not in the conversation, you can still join it. Come over to allearsenglish.com and join our email list.
See you there.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English Podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.